Welcome to FIBA Podcast. My name is Mary and today I'm going to give a brief description about COVID-19, quarantine, mindfulness, mental health. So first, what is our understanding on coronavirus? What is the severity? How serious one has to be regarding coronavirus? What is the knowledge one has to have regarding the severity? I would like to give a brief description on this. The coronavirus that is spreading panic across the world and causing illness ranging from common cold to more severe diseases such as Middle East Respiratory Syndrome and Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome. According to the World Health Organization, WHO, common signs of infection include respiratory illness, fever, cough, and breathing difficulties. In more severe cases, the infection can cause pneumonia, kidney failure, and even death. The WHO has given some standard steps like being extra careful and cautious when we are near to any affected areas. And there are some of the precautions one need to take, which includes regular hand washing, covering mouth and nose when coughing and sneezing, thoroughly cooking meat and eggs, and avoiding close contact with anyone showing symptoms of respiratory illness such as coughing and sneezing. This is the brief description about the severity of coronavirus, what one has to do to avoid the spread of this infection. And now I want to give a brief description about being quarantined. Quarantine is our best tool or a weapon, I would like to say, to fight this COVID-19. So in this case, the widespread of this pandemic, like the present situations of coronavirus, this is the best option. This is the best tool we can implement to get rid and stop the spread of this pandemic. So what is the difference between quarantine and being isolated? There are basically two ways. Quarantine is nothing but it is a separation of people who are suspected of having been exposed to the infection, while isolation is about separation of the infected persons. So as of now, we are all quarantined. So self-quarantine is very important. A wise person can take the decision during these tough times. I hope you all are wise in taking this step and understand the importance of you and I being quarantined. And third thing I want to talk about is being mindful. It is always important to be mindful of what is happening around us and how severe is this. I don't want to scare talking about the severity and what will happen after this. But being mindful during these times of uncertainty can help relieve stress and gives you a break from thinking about everything that might happen in the future. So instead of triggering more feelings of stress and anxiety, you can simply appreciate and accept the present moment and let go of needing to find all the answers. Rather, make use of this opportunity and make best use of this time to work more on your inner selves, to know more about you, how patient you can be, so you can know who you are as a person during these times. So being mindful is very, very important. And to the children also, it is always important to let them know and help them to be mindful of the situations that are happening around them, because it is always good for an individual to know what exactly is happening and what they have to do during those times and what they can teach other people during those times. So spreading awareness to one another is very important. If you know the severity of this, if you know the importance of you being quarantined, if you know how we can overcome this, you can always help one another and be a great support system to include other people also who does not know the importance of they being quarantined and who does not know or not aware of the severity can also contribute in this. So encourage yourself to be optimistic, also encourage other people to be optimistic and help So there's one more thing I wanted to talk about is mental health. This is very, very important. 24/7 we are exposed to sensationalize the media, because of which our thoughts and our mind is filled with uncertainty, stress and anxiety. So we are expressing a mental health crisis all over the world, and you can add that to a long list of crises that have resulted because of the novel coronavirus. The focus is so much on physical health right now, and a lot of us are having to figure out how to deal mentally. It is common that one can get anger and frustrated and be anxious and vulnerable during these times. But make sure that you have a control over your emotions, and you're not alone in this situation. The whole world is with you in that situation. So always be patient enough. Try to control your emotions and involve yourself in activities that can refresh your mind. So how to overcome this mental health crisis? I'll give you some of the tips to overcome this mental health crisis. The many therapists and counselors who are ready to help you and to be a great support system for you. So please don't stop yourself in case you are unable to acknowledge your feelings to your family members, whereas it is very much important that you acknowledge your feelings or your emotions to your loved ones. Is very important. But in case if this is not happening, I always suggest you to please feel free to reach out to a good therapist or a counselor who is ready to help you during these times. In case if you need any help for counseling, in case if you need any counseling, or if you're going through any issues like this, please reach out to us. We are glad to listen to you and we are glad to hear from you, and we will help you get in touch with people who are ready to help you overcome your difficulties. So some of the important steps one has to take to overcome those unhealthy emotions are: choose not to spend excessive amount of time dwelling on negative outcomes, and always set some boundaries that you don't be exposed to the news that is popping up all the time regarding the pandemic. And write down grateful things for each day. Start a gratitude practice. And you can also reflect on experiences in the past where you have gone through certain things like this and how you overcame. So follow the same strategies if you have gone through. If you haven't gone through, you can still work on yourself. Otherwise, reach out to us. We will help you with that. And turn to support networks, as I have mentioned before. Turn to support networks for mental health practices or to be one system to help others. Adapt the challenging situations. Learn new skills. Always encourage yourself to learn new skills. And allow yourself in accepting the situations and the consequences. Don't try to push yourself in a zone where you always have to be perfect. It need not be like that. It's okay if you're unable to follow the daily routines and the to-do list. You need not have to hit the list perfectly. You can go here and there. You can sometimes miss on the to-do list. But make sure that your mind has enough rest and you're taking enough rest, eating healthy and staying safe at home. I hope this talk has helped you to know about the severity of coronavirus and the precautions and the importance of quarantine, and also about the mental health, how you can overcome. So this is just a brief explanation, but we have many talks regarding the mental health issues, how to overcome them. You can please visit febaonline.podbean.com for more podcasts. Subscribe, download, share with your loved ones, which will help you. In case if you have any questions, write us to info@febaonline.org or WhatsApp or call us to 916-364-2521-64. Stay home, stay safe.